systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Welcome back, Danny. What's up, baby?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
What's up?
This is episode 475. Oh, it's a beautiful number. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, thejamhole.com/live. That's Jamhole TV. Watch us, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And you can call us live, 406-204-4687, just like a real-life radio show. Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of radio shows.
Yeah? We're on one right now.
My boss took the tape deck adapter for the stereo when he was gone, so I had to listen to the regular radio.
Whoa.
And,
baby, are you okay?
I was listening to B98, all right? And I wanted to find their call-in line to request something. And I couldn't find it. I went to their website, and the contact us, you know, or request line link went to a corrupt page. And I emailed them saying...
404? Not found?
No, it was something else. But yeah. Anyway, I emailed them saying that it was messed up, and I wanted the call-in line, and I wanted to request something, and I told them what I wanted to request.
I want my money back.
And I was like, you know, I just wanted to email you guys, let you know it was fucked up and whatever. And they emailed me back, like, right away.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. They were like, hey, you know, thanks a bunch, and we will get your song played or whatever for you and all this stuff.
Really?
And so I emailed them back. I was like, well, thanks. I didn't think you guys would, you know, be that personable or whatnot. But, you know, and I told them a little bit about the show. I was like, if you guys like comedy, I'm like, you know, we're doing our third live annual audience taping of our podcast we do. We've been doing it for over 3 years, and it's, you know, pretty good. It's worldwide, you know. We reach out all over the place. I said, you know, it'd be great if you guys stopped by, you know? And they said, they emailed me back.
And
they said, they're like, yeah, you know, we're into that kind of stuff, and we'd love to check it out. We'd like to support our local people and stuff like that. And they're like, we'll try and make it to the show. Because I gave them the date and the times and the place for everything for the live audience show and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we'll definitely try and come by. So don't be surprised if you see B98 there. I think they'd be kind of funny.
I honestly will be surprised if I see them there, but that's cool.
It'd be cool though. I mean, yeah. We get more coverage. So,
yeah,
I mean, everybody in this valley listens to B98.
Well, yeah, because they're one of like four stations. It's like B98 or Christian,
right? Yeah. So I thought it was kind of cool.
Or the motherfucking jam hole. What's up?
I just figured, you know, fuck it. Why not advertise to a local radio station?
Why not?
That if they end up liking us, that could very much work in our favor, so...
Yeah, I guess, until the radio industry goes bankrupt. But sure, they'll be around for another 20 years or so, huh? So, speaking of the live show, what are we doing? August 13th, that's a Saturday, and the whole week beginning with August 8th. What are you doing?
What?
Will you be at our live show?
Yeah.
All right, let's try that again. Speaking of the live show, what are you doing August 13th?
You know, doing a live audience show.
Awesome. Let's sound excited about it. We all want you all to come and hang out with us. Yay. All right. Well, fuck it. August 8th through the 13th, we'll be partying here. Summertime, Kalispell, Montana, 406. You want to come up and hang out for this week? It's going to be fun. We're going to do some whitewater rafting, some laser tagging, some fucking anything, some fishing. We got a whole awesome week of stuff. If you want to see the first 2 years that we've done this, thejamhole.com/250 and thejamhole.com/404. Watch the trailers. It's going to be awesome, and we're very excited. But before that, we're going to be on the East Coast a little bit.
Yep.
July 20th through the 25th, we'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you live there, if you live by there, you want to come out, this is going to be an ultra mega podcast meetup. There's going to be 4 or 5 different podcasts there we're all friends with. And yeah, we're going to party. We're going to be just hanging out. We're going to go to Chicago. We're going to go to, we'll be in Milwaukee. We're going to do a live show there. So check it out, thejamhole.com/forums. All the info's there. And yeah, we're very excited. I got my plane tickets for me and this lovely lady here on the other night. So yeah, we're there. It's as if we're there because we're there. So very exciting. Facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. Also, there's an event there for the August 13th show. So, hey, how was your trip? Tell me all about your trip. What'd you do? You went to Seattle?
Yeah, I went to Seattle.
And?
Picked up my uncle.
And how did that go? When last you talked to everybody, you kind of aired out some laundry. So, what's going on?
I'm pretty much just done with all that. All
right, so how did the meeting go? How did the drive go? Do you want to talk about any of this? Are we doing a podcast right now?
I don't know. Fucking, it just sucked. And
let's blow some listeners' minds. So you drive all the way from Kalispell, Montana to Seattle, Washington because your uncle needed picked up.
Yep.
He was just, like, completely happy to see you guys and grateful and all that, right?
No.
No?
Not so much.
Why? You guys went out of your way. You went a really far distance to pick
him
up.
Because he's a selfish prick and doesn't care.
So, what? How he...
And thinks that he's owed that or something somehow. I don't know.
Like, you guys owed it to him to go pick him
right.
up?
I have no
because
idea.
Because of his health problems?
Yeah. Sorry.
So, who'd you go with?
My dad.
You and your dad went to Seattle.
Yes.
And neither of you have any idea how to get there. That was right. pretty swell.
That sucked, but I have... navigation shit on my phone. It was great. Saved my ass. And I don't know. It sucked. It sucked a lot.
What sucked so bad? Let people know why it sucked. What was so terrible about it besides the obvious missing work to go to Seattle to pick up your ungrateful uncle?
Well, when I first finally got into the hospital and I first saw him, like, I was already aggravated as fuck because I just had to drive through a fucking pass on I-90 that I had a blizzard and shit I had to go through.
Nice.
You know, and I was so fucking tired and worn out that, I don't know, I was just out of my mind at that point. And I'm pissed off because the hospital's not doing what they said they were going to do. They said they were going to release him at 1 o'clock. He even fucking called me at, like, noon and was like, "Hey, where are you guys? I'm ready to be picked up." Like, where the fuck do you think I am, you wow. retard? I'm on my way. I don't give a fuck if you're ready now because I'm still on my way. And when I get there, they haven't even released him yet. So I'm like, I don't know why the fuck.
He was just making sure you was coming.
He's a fucking asshole. Anyway, I see him, and the first thing he does is he tries to hand me a bag and says, "Here, why don't you make yourself useful?"
Whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me this before. Really?
Yeah.
As if going to pick him up wasn't useful? What?
And I'm pretty sure he was just kidding around, but I looked at him, I'm
really?
Like, you know, I'm going to have to walk away, otherwise I'm going to punch you in the fucking face. And I walked away from it.
Wow, dude.
Like, seriously, you don't fucking do that to me after I just drive 500 and some odd fucking miles
yeah.
to come and get you.
Seattle's a trip, for sure.
And got put 2 hours behind because of a fucking blizzard. Like, really? I was so fucking pissed off.
I can imagine.
And then, you know, it takes to, like, fucking 2 o'clock to get his papers signed and shit. And then he wants to wait to get... I guess they were going to give him his prescription there or something. And you know, I don't know. And he was like, okay. I'm like, all right, you know, the lady fucking ran the prescription down the pharmacy, so it's there. We just got to go pick it up, and your papers are signed. Let's fucking go. He's like, oh, I got to wait. The nurse is going to give me an extra, a pill for the road. It's going to be an extra one, so I got to get it.
Of course.
I'm like, you can't fucking wait to get your prescription downstairs, so who gives a fuck?
Wow,
let's go.
Oh, dude.
And then I'm like, whatever, we fucking wait, we get that, and then we go downstairs to the fucking pharmacy, and we wait to get his prescription filled, and then they finally come back and say his insurance won't cover it here, and then he fucking makes them get on the phone and call the insurance company and shit, and they just won't do it, and finally he gets pissed off, and whatever, we leave, which he made me 2 hours fucking late, you know.
Just
from
doing
that
when he could have just gotten it here, yeah.
Right.
So what was that drive like? Just you three in the car? Was it just dead silent?
No.
Like, was he busy thanking you for coming and getting him at all? Or?
No.
No? Did he say thank you once for coming at all?
No.
Not when you got there, not when you took him home?
No.
He did not thank you once for this whole thing?
No.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's fucked up, dude.
I don't know, dude. There's quite a few points where I wanted to fucking kill him.
Right.
And, like, one point, you know, I was so... My dad was really fucking tired from driving, and he couldn't see anymore, and so we pulled over, and we switched, and I drove until I couldn't drive anymore. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't fucking see anymore. You know, I'm exhausted. I haven't slept in 2 days. I need to fucking, you know, pull over and shut my eyes for fuck's
sake.
Yeah,
dude, your eyes, after driving like that, your eyes start to fucking burn. And then you start seeing things that aren't there.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And so I pull over into this parking lot and I'm like, we just got to park here for an hour and then we'll go. You know, I'm like, me and dad need to fucking close our eyes and then we can continue. He's like, all right, whatever. And fucking, you know, I'm in the back seat because I want to lay down. And dad's in the front seat with the chair all the way back. And Wayne's just sitting there. And we're both trying to go to sleep. And Wayne is making this... He's twitching and he's fucking snoring and he's fucking talking in his sleep.
Are you serious? In the fucking car, right? Yeah. Ugh.
He's like, no.
And like, large people, when they sleep, they have a hard time breathing as is.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't imagine that, like, oh man. I honestly, I think at that point, I would have, being me, I would have gotten out and hitchhiked home. And
I was debating getting out of the car and sleeping on the fucking pavement in the snow.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
And about 20 minutes into that, I just sit up and I'm like, Dad, are you getting any sleep at all? He's like, nope.
None whatsoever.
And he's like, I don't understand how the one person that shouldn't be tired is the only person that's getting sleep.
Yeah, he's probably been, yeah, dude, you guys have been driving. He was like in a fucking hospital, like resting.
And at that point, he fucking wakes up and he's like, you know, I'm not fucking useless. I can drive, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
No, dude.
I'm like, I don't fucking think so, dude.
When's
you're not
last
driving
time he
my
has
vehicle.
Driven?
I don't
it's
know.
It's been a while.
I don't know.
It's been a while.
I'm like, there's no fucking way in hell I'm letting you drive my vehicle. And he's like, well, why not? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, for one, I was sitting right there in the doctor's office when your doctor told you you're not supposed to drive anymore. So that's a pretty good fucking reason.
Yeah. Oh,
and
why
he's
not?
Like, no, I don't remember him telling me that. I don't think he told me that. I'm like, that's another reason why I won't let you drive, because you can't fucking remember that he told you that. And I was sitting right there. He's like, whoa. No, he didn't. He didn't. I'm like, yes, he did.
Yeah, dude.
Burger I'm like, if you want a legitimate reason, how about this? You're not on my goddamn insurance.
Yeah, there
how
you go.
How about that?
Fuck it. Burger says, drive all fucked up on pain pills? Hell yeah. Why not?
Yeah, nah.
Why not?
Dude, yeah, it was stupid. And so... we're just like, fuck it. And my dad gets up and he starts driving. And, like, I don't know. He fucking drove until he couldn't anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. Like, Yeah, if we would have kept driving, I have a good feeling we'd be dead. Because he was fucking out of it. I'm like, Dad, pull over. Let me drive. And
start doing the drift.
I was doing the drift,
the Tokyo drift.
Yeah, we both started doing that eventually. But so I take the wheel again. Not to mention, you know, like, in between all this, it's, oh, I gotta take a shit. You gotta stop the fucking car. I gotta go to the bathroom right now.
I called that shit.
Or, or you need to stop at a grocery store so I can get some groceries. I'm fucking hungry. I haven't eaten shit. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you want to know what the fuck I've eaten since we left? I ate two fucking gas station corn dogs and a bag of Chex Mix. You want to go fuck
That's
yourself,
healthy.
Please?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he fucking, I have receipts for shit he bought. Like, fuck, a bucket of chicken.
Did he share?
No, he ate an entire 8-piece thing of chicken.
That's disgusting, dude.
Yeah.
That's...
A bucket of chicken, fucking...
A bus.
A sub sandwich of some kind.
Sure.
Fucking a bag of chips and some dip. He ate the whole can of dip.
Sure.
Fucking Mountain Dews and shit. Fucking, what else was it? Peanut stuff, like bags of peanuts and shit. And ice cream stuff. Like, are you serious? The guy ate the entire fucking trip. No wonder you had to shit and piss every 5 fucking minutes.
That's gross.
You kidding me? You fucking fat, lazy waste of fucking skin. Jesus fuck.
Hey now.
Sorry, I don't care.
It's your family.
Don't care. Anyway, so between all that and the fucking whining about not getting his pain pills, my dad, you know, he's just too fucking tired, and by this time, we're getting a little bit closer to Kalispell, you know, and fucking, I start driving, and on the outskirts of Kalispell, I finally fucking snap. Like, Wayne has fallen asleep in the seat, and is twitching and making all that fucking noise again.
Yeah.
And I finally fucking just snap. I'm like, why the fuck are you twitching so much? What the fuck is your problem?
Oh, wow.
I'm like, will you please stop whatever the fuck it is you're doing? And he's like...
How did he react to that?
Huh?
Burger
what?
Says, did you slam on the brakes? Oh, God. Duh! Like, complete just fucking dad, hold on. What? Boom! Oh, that'd be so awesome. Just, like, up in the fucking windshield.
And so he's like, well, it's probably because I'm so fucking tired, man. I'm just worn out. I ain't got nothing left.
Wow, I'm worn
out. I'm like, what the f- you're worn out. Oh, you don't have anything left. Oh, wow. Are you fucking serious?
Wow.
He was like, well, I know you guys are tired too, but seriously, have you fucking tried being in a hospital that long? It's fucking ridiculous.
All that laying I'm around like, is so tiring.
I'm like, Wayne, are you kidding me? You fuck, that's like a vacation for you. You do it every month for weeks at a time.
Oh, man.
Are you serious? At least you had a fucking bed with a TV, a remote in your hand, IV in your arm, pumping drugs constantly.
Yeah, like, that is
food prepared and brought to you.
That's the definition of rest, dude. It's a hospital. Like, people go there for bed rest.
I flipped out on him. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Fuck
why don't
that,
you
dude.
Try fucking not sleeping for almost 3 days and driving 2 states over to come pick someone up that you don't even fucking like
anymore.
I'm like, well, you think I'm not fucking tired? Go and you're the one who fucking offered to drive and you just ain't got nothing left? Go fuck yourself.
So was it pretty apparent at this point in the trip that you guys were no longer friends or whatever?
Yeah. Like, I did not.
Did you make it clear that you were no longer going to be working for him?
No, not at this point. No.
Oh, so he didn't know that or anything?
No. And so whatever.
Whatever.
I get to Kalispell. I drop him off. Because there ain't no fucking way in hell I was dealing with him anymore. I was like, you know, fuck this guy. I'm done.
Yeah.
I drop him off, and I have to take my dad home because we dropped his truck off at home.
That sucks, too, like, not being able to just come home.
Right.
Like, having to go to the other side of the fucking valley and then up a mountain.
Yeah.
After that drive. Like, that fucking sucks.
So, I had to take my dad home, and at that point, I'm like, I can't fucking go anymore. I have to just lay down. And so I get car sick in like really bad car sick, but I don't get car sick until I get out of the car. So
makes no sense.
Well, no, when everything stops, when I've been going for that long driving and shit, when everything stops moving.
Really?
Yeah, I get really sick.
That's weird.
And plus,
you're like a diver with the bends. You have to like come to a stop very slowly and gradually.
Well, because of the stuff I had eaten, I'd eaten like gas station corn dogs, gas station food pretty much the whole way.
You're lucky you didn't shit your pants like I did from that shit. That'll do it.
Well, I get back to my parents' place and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden my stomach is just like, fuck you. And
I got
it
a fart.
Hurt.
Oh, shit.
It hurt so fucking bad. You know, like, I don't know if you've ever had like this type of stuff, but when you have to shit and it hurts so fucking bad in your stomach that it feels like something's jabbing you from the inside out.
No.
And it actually gives you a fever while it's going on because
I've sweat out some shits, but never like because of the shit.
Well, as soon as it starts and I sit on the fucking toilet, like I start pouring sweat and it's bad. Like
Jesus, dude.
Well, when it's like this, when I get these stomach aches, that's what fucking happens, dude. Like my body goes into like fucking shock or something to where I can't help but go, fuck, stop, fuck.
Burger says, I've done that before.
And
that sucks. Totally.
And it's like to the point where I want to fucking cry and it hurts so fucking bad. I'm sweating so bad that my hair is soaked, my shirt is sticking to me, and I've got a puddle of sweat on the floor between my feet.
Damn.
All right. And at this point,
that's rough, dude. That's fucking rough. I feel
bad
for you.
And fucking, I'm, you know, while this whole thing is going on, it's making me so fucking nauseous that I throw up 4 times in the fucking garbage can next to me.
Ass in the toilet, just puking in the can, really?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, baby.
And
he almost killed you.
Finally, it
and
subsides.
And he didn't even thank you.
Finally, it subsides a little bit, and I'm like, fuck this, I have to go lay down. And I go lay down, and at this point, my mom had just gotten home, and my dad's like, you should probably go check on Dana. I think I heard her puking. And she comes in and checks on me, and she sees me, and she's just like, what in the fuck? Are you okay? And I'm like, I just need to sleep. I don't feel good. And she's like, do you want a dry shirt? I'm like, yes, please. Because my shirt, seriously, you could wring it. Like, twist
it's
it
gross,
and fucking
dude.
Get sweat out of it. It was disgusting. She's like, and I was cold, too, which is weird. Like,
yeah, the
I needed
cold
a blanket.
Sweats.
And she That's got me nice. A blanket and a clean shirt and shit, and I fucking went to sleep. And I didn't wake up until, like, 5 in the afternoon. And when I woke up, I puked twice more.
Of course.
It was not good. And
you were probably, like, flying or something in your dream, and then you woke up and everything stopped. You're like, oh, but.
Well, I just get motion sickness. It's weird. Like, if something's not, if it's constant and I get used to it and then it stops, I get sick. I don't know how else to put it. Like, on fair rides or whatever like that, like, I could ride the fucking, what is it? The Gravitron?
Sure, okay.
Or this thing called the Ecstasy I used to ride. Like, it was great during the ride. I was like, yeah, fucking A, you know, whatever. I'm sticking to the wall. I can stand up sideways. It's cool.
So Burger says food poisoning? That sounds more like food poisoning. You must say it's some nasty gas station food somewhere.
Yeah. No, that's just, I've had that happen before, dude. Like, yeah, it happens. Like, when I was driving up here from Florida, every hotel we would stop at, I would get sick and puke, and yeah, it's like that. That's just the way it is.
Well.
But, so, I get up, and I leave, and I'm like, fuck this, I want to go by Wayne's and explain something, you know, because the company that pays me to do everything is not going to reimburse me completely.
Really?
Right. Because, I don't know, they're just not going to,
so
it doesn't cover all
of
it.
Some of the trip that you, like, you have to pay for that.
Right.
That's fucked up, dude.
So I, and.
And still no thank you.
And my dad, I pulled my dad out of work. He missed 3 full days of work.
I bet. That's, how many days did you miss?
I didn't miss any.
Oh, those were your days off.
Yeah, but I left right after work.
You wasted days off.
Yeah, I did. Are you kidding me? So, my body's exhausted.
Let me, hypothetically, me and you were gone. We're in Chicago. We're in Wisconsin or whatever. Mm-hmm. Who would have went and picked him up? How would he have gotten home? Like, as an adult, would he have worked out his own way back home?
No.
He wouldn't have...
He would have depended on other people to do it for him.
How do you get through life like that? I don't...
He has.
How, though? Just, like, taking advantage of everyone in his way?
Yes. That's what he's done his whole life. His whole life, he's been a hindrance on the rest of the family.
Well, that sucks. Like, it really sucks.
For real. And
I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
So, I went by his house to say, look, you know, whatever money I don't get back from this program and the money that dad had to forfeit.
Taken out of your ass.
I'm like, you have to help us get this back. I'm like, if dad falls short on his mortgage because of you, I'm going to be fucking pissed. And I won't let that happen. I'm like, there's no fucking way in hell I'm letting that happen. That is fucked. And
just have to garnish his government check.
And so, you know, I'm like, there's just, you know, you have to fucking do something and whatever. And then I finally told him, I'm like, look, you know, I don't know. But anyway, fucking me and my dad had discussed before. He has a personal representative. I'm his medical power of attorney and a payee who handles all of his finances. He's not in control of his money anymore. So he's not in control of any aspect of his life.
Well, what do you do at that point? Like, do you just sit there literally and eat and watch TV until you die? Like, is that your...
That's kind of what he does.
...quality of life?
Whatever.
I thought we spend money on people so that they can have a good quality of life, not so that they can just, you know...
I just told him, I said, look...
Waste.
If we don't get, you know, the money that we've lost back from this trip, there's going to be some things that are going to go on that you're not going to be happy with.
Like a kid. Like a little kid. Now, if you and don't clean, like, your room, you're not going to be happy with the consequence. But, Mom, I don't want to clean my room.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Alright.
So he's like what? What the fuck are you guys gonna do?
Oh, by the way, your impression, spot on.
Oh, I know.
I've been meaning to tell you that. It's kind of creepy. Like, if I close my eyes, I can almost... It's kind of creepy.
Well, I do good impressions of my family members. If you haven't figured that out yet.
I'm sure they're all very thrilled that you now have a fucking microphone to do them into.
Oh, you should hear my mom's. That one's great.
We have. Anyway.
Anyway. He's like, you know, because I'm like, things are going to happen that you're not going to like if this doesn't work out. He's like, you know, like, what? What the fuck are you guys going to do about it? And blah, blah, blah. You know, like, what the fuck can you do? And he's like, you know, don't fuck with me and blah, blah, blah. And all this shit. I'm like, really?
What it?
And he, you know, so I'm like, fine. If things don't happen the way I need them to, I'm just going to tell you right now. One, I can walk over to that pharmacy and tell them that you abuse your fucking drugs and make them limit your supply to where you have to go over there every day to get your day's limit.
Wow.
All right.
That would be a dick thing to do.
It would be.
But I
could, because I'm his medical power of attorney.
I drove to Seattle and you didn't even say thank you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
And, all right. And I said, and he's like, I don't know. He kind of blew that one off. And I'm like, fine.
Really? Just like, whatever? Like, do it?
Kinda,
I dare
like,
you?
Like, you know, fuck you, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
You know, I'll get that fixed or whatever.
Yeah, okay, sure.
And so I'm like, fine. That doesn't hit home? Let me just tell you how fucking serious I am. I'm like, I don't think you understand how fucking irritated I am with you at this point. And this is how fucking mad I am, and this is how serious I am, and I'm just gonna fucking lay this on you.
You weren't that mad when we broke up, dude. Like, holy shit.
I told him, I'm like, look, me and Dad have discussed the fact that we are tired of taking care of you. We are tired of losing money on you constantly and tired of fucking getting phone calls saying,
it's a drain, right?
You know, take me to the grocery store, get me a soda, pick up milk, or I want to go to the casino. I got a doctor's appointment. Will you take me there? I need to go get these prescriptions. You know, fuck you, dude. I'm so tired of it. You know, like,
and really,
we have continuously lost money on this fuck.
You are noticeably more aggravated or short fused in the time that you were living there just because you were around that, like before and like now. I mean, obviously aside from right now because of whatever, but like, yeah, you're a lot more miserable when you're living there and doing that. Yeah. So
I'm
you
like,
need
look,
to be out of there for
you know,
sure.
Dad and I have talked this over and agree that we're done dealing with you. And if you can't take care of yourself and fix this fucking problem you made for us,
or make an effort,
then it only takes two people, two family members, to sign you over to the state.
Oh, snap.
And I'm like,
nuh-uh.
That will happen, and you will live in a nursing home for the rest of your fucking life.
Dude, the state? Mm-hmm. That's the equivalent of saying, I will take away your fucking Xbox, you little bastard. An old person, and I will sign you over to the fucking state. The state doesn't care if you say thanks. The state would have stuck your ass on a little tiny fucking bus. Like, the state don't give a fuck.
Well, he got fucking pissed. You know, and I'm like,
you just said you were going to put him in a fucking home, basically. Yeah. That is what you said. You didn't. He was going to be like, oh, you know what? Actually, that sounds like a good idea.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't be hard. He has a personal representative because he can't make decisions on his own. He has PE that deals with all of his money, and he has a fucking medical power of attorney. Okay, and he had a fucking, what do you call it? PCA, personal care attendant or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, like,
that's like the next step.
You're not getting any better. You're winding up in there regardless. But if you fuck with me, I'm going to put you in there now.
We can quickly accelerate this process.
Right.
Like tomorrow.
And so I told him that.
Wow, dude.
And he fucking gets pissed. He's in his chair and shit. And he's like, you know what? You don't fucking threaten me. You don't fucking threaten me.
Oh,
you're barking up the wrong fucking tree. You don't know what the fuck I can do.
Oh,
you're fucking with the wrong person. And he gets up, like, tries to fucking get up all pissed off.
Oh, no.
And he fucking falls over.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting on the floor, Indian style, staring at him like,
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he fucking finally gets his boundaries and shit and stands up, and he's still
yelling at me.
I'm waiting for him to, like, try and hit me with his cane. Just sit there. I'm just staring at him like, He's just yelling at me like, what, you know, like, I'll, you know, you don't know what I'll do, and you don't know what I can do, and blah, 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 and fuck you, and you're a selfish brat, and calling me selfish, and calling me a child, and saying that, you know, I don't care about anything but myself. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? I just drove over 1,000 miles.
I still can't get over the fact that he didn't thank you for that. Like, that, I don't know. To me, out of everything, like, that blows my fucking mind. Like, not even a thanks. Hey, thanks for driving 500 miles and getting me and then driving 500 miles
back. So I look
back
at him and I'm like, hey, you know, what the fuck are you going to do? You get up all pissed off and you fucking almost fall over and you can't even get your bearings. You can't get your bearings enough to pick up your cane and hit me with it. What the fuck are you gonna do? Are you gonna beat me up? Stop acting like you're some big tough guy. Cause guess what? You're not. You can't do shit
for
yourself anymore.
Were you really instigating this?
Oh, I was mean.
Was this it?
I was mean.
The last straw?
I was fucking mean, dude. I told
him
exactly.
He needs to hear that, though, right?
The way I felt.
Like, this is funny to me and to whoever's listening, I hope. But, like, that, he needs to fucking hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's told him, I don't think, right? And that's why he gets away with it. No one has ever brought to his attention that, hey, you're being a selfish piece of shit. Stop it.
And he
I'm going to put you in a home.
I'm serious, dude.
This is why I never, another reason why I never want kids is because I don't want that ever held over me, ever.
I'm not even his damn ever. Kid.
I know. What's his damn kid doing? We talked about that.
Being
on
a ghetto piece of shit.
Last That's couple all. Episodes.
No, and
do
like,
you, okay, well, so check this out. If you did that, would she come up and take him out of the home, do you think?
No. Probably not.
You know he would call her because he's pissed all you guys off, so now that's all that's left.
She won't do it.
That's funny.
She's a sack of shit. She's worse than
he is. I
mean,
it's not funny, but that's fucked up. And that goes back to what we were talking about how you're on this planet for so many years, and you have that time to make either as many friends as you can or as many enemies as you can. Mm-hmm. And he's getting down towards the end, and you look at the tally, and it's like... You had
good.
A couple friends, but after this trip, you are down to zero?
Pretty much.
Zero?
And so he's fucking yelling at me and stuff, and he's like, you guys fucking act like I planned this whole thing, and blah, blah, blah. I planned to fucking get sick, and I didn't fucking plan to be stranded, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Wayne, I fucking know better than that. I've had 25 years of experience with you.
Yeah.
And... I know for damn sure that, this is your fault.
You sure as shit didn't make an effort to
avoid any of it.
Or to find a way home or anything like that.
I'm like, look, the way you lived your life is the reason you are in the position you're in. I'm like, you have been a fuck up since day one. And he's like, oh, well, I didn't, you know, my intestines are, you know what? He used to drink fucking... No, he still does. He drinks a gallon of milk a fucking day.
That's disgusting.
Ate raw hamburger out of the fucking package with his hand. Fucking eats everything in sight.
Like a dog? Like a goat?
Like, dude, he'll eat anything. No way. He's disgusting.
Raw hamburger. Like, out of the package.
And he's on so many goddamn opiates that totally fucks up your system.
No, but
anyway.
Hold on. Raw hamburger? Like, he used to eat raw hamburger?
Yeah. Yes.
Out of just...
As a kid, grown all the way up. Like, my
How
dad
did
is
that
like,
not kill him?
My dad That's... is like, you know, mom would be in the kitchen fucking cooking up, you know, like some kind of hamburger stuff, and she'd have the raw hamburger sitting there, and he'd come up and fucking snatch it.
That's fucking foul.
Yeah.
Because
he's a fat fuck.
Yeah, Burger says mad cow.
I'm starving.
Oh, and a little bit ago, I just want to also congratulate you that Burger says Danny finally grew a pair of balls or stole Matt's.
I've had a pair of balls. I just
no,
don't use
it's
them
not,
so much on my family.
It's not that. Yeah, it's the fact that he's family. And it's the fact that you've dealt with a lot. And this was just like the culmination of, like you said, 25 years of experience. And watching this happen and watching him do it to other people and now you, and it's like, if it doesn't stop, like, it will never end, you know?
Right.
And he's one of those people that he'll outlive all of us just because of that. Sucking the life out of other people so that you can live a couple extra days.
I'm basically laying into him at this point. He's fucking trying to yell back at me or whatever, and he said something that pissed me off, and our friend is sitting right there, Sean.
Oh, really?
The whole time.
SMP 36 says, just don't bring him food anymore.
I kind of quit and everything, so if he needs a ride to the grocery store, guess what? I don't care.
Because that was your job, right? Yeah. You would go shopping for him or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Not no more.
I hope they assign him just some big, fat lesbian chick that just rocks his fucking world.
Oh, I don't think he's getting another one.
Just desserts.
So, and these are words out of my dad's mouth, okay? And I told him this. I said, Wayne, you have been nothing but a fucking, you know, a hindrance on our fucking lives since you've been around. You have done nothing but fucking cost us money and ruin our lives. All you do is put a damper on our fucking lives. And you know what? Dad, your brother, said to me that they should have given the 29 pints of blood that they stuck through you to somebody who would really have used it. He's like, why in the fuck they gave it to you so you can come back and sit in your fucking chair and watch TV and fucking rot to death is a mystery to me. Because there's people out there that could really use the blood and could... get better and be a contributing member of society, whereas they give it to you, and what the fuck are you going to do with it?
Sit there and watch TV and...
My dad
like
said,
you said
that...
That's a fucked up existence, man. I don't know.
He should have died. He's like, they should have just let you die.
Did he say that to him? Like, to his face? Or
no.
Through via you or what?
Yeah.
What did he say at the...
Well, dude, my uncle, man, it's just... We've caught him stealing shit from us. We've caught him stealing money out of our wallets. We've caught him stealing pills from my father, blaming it on my brother. My dad had to pay $4,000 just to get him out of his parents' fucking house because he lived in his parents' house until the day that they died. And after they died, and my dad needed to rebuild the house and couldn't get him to get the fuck out to do it or get him to help. So he gave him $4,000 so he'd fucking move up here.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to pay you so that you get the fuck out of here so that we can sell this house type of thing?
We have constantly lost money with this guy. And yeah. I am tired of it.
So this was pretty much the last... Was it... So what did your dad have to say? Because this is his brother. Like, he has more familial attachment to him than you do.
He's done with him. Okay, the
like,
doctor...
Does he feel the same way? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
okay.
The doctor there when we were at the hospital in Seattle, like, we look like horrible fucking people, I guarantee you. I would be surprised if they fucking called, like, Adult Protective Services on our asses. Because, like, I'm just fucking livid. They gave me a parking voucher. So
really?
I would have to pay for parking.
Like,
I
do you guys
pissed.
Validate parking?
Like, the nurse was like... I would help if I could. I just want to get this stuff rolling for you guys about because the paperwork wasn't done yet.
We just want to get him the fuck out of
I'm
here.
I'm like, really?
Please.
Really? You want to fucking help me? How about you fucking give me another $150 so I can get back home and get it now? Wow. I'm like, you're fucking killing me right now. I need to fucking go. And she's like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah.
See, it's this kind of shit that needs a pinhole camera. Like, if you get that camera off the ThinkGeek Witchlist on thegemhole.com, like, I guarantee that kind of shit is what would be filmed. And
it would be so
amazing. Oh, man.
And, yeah, she ended up giving me a parking voucher. And then his doctor is taking her sweet fucking time with everything. And she looks and she's like... You know, I know you guys are in a hurry, and I'm really sorry. You know, everything's taking a little bit longer than we thought, but she's like, you guys don't understand. You don't understand what he's been through. He almost died. They're like, if he didn't get here in time, he literally would have died. This was a life-saving procedure that had to go on. And my dad looks her blank in the fucking face. This is priceless. Looks her blank in the fucking face. He goes, yeah, I know he almost died. He's almost died 20 times.
Are you fucking serious?
It's getting old.
Oh my God.
He did. It was so great.
What does she fucking say? Like, what do you say to that? Like, as a doctor, like, it's your job to save these people. And then someone's like, you should have just let him die. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder, like, what did this guy do to, like, because that's some emotional, like, that's a lifelong, just... Wow.
So,
dude.
I don't know. After I, you know, talked with Wayne again or whatever and got into that argument and shit, I told him that, you know, basically, I'm done with him. I don't want you. Don't fucking call me for anything. Don't
This was when you went back over there.
Right.
Right.
I'm like, look, do not fucking call me asking me for anything, any fucking rides, no nothing. I'm done with you. I don't want to fucking hear your voice. My name shouldn't even be uttered out of your fucking mouth.
Damn.
And I was like, and do not call my dad either, because that is fucked up. You used him, you used me, and it's not going to fucking happen anymore. Do not call any of us, because we're not going to fucking help you at all. So don't try to play the guilt trip game or nothing, because it's not going to fucking work. I'm sorry, I'm done. And I slammed the door and I fucking left. And today...
Hey, what SMP36 wants to know what hospital in Seattle he was at?
Virginia Mason.
Okay. I guess he's in Seattle. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that hospital looks like a fucking dump, by the way. Just saying.
And one more thing.
You guys got fucking crap all over the goddamn walls and shit, like little fucking, like really dartboard things everywhere.
Was it like
fucking,
a
like,
Jesus hospital, like the one
no,
in Polson,
it's
where
just
it's all
stupid.
Like saints everywhere?
No, it's like the walls are dirty. They have like fucking dry erase boards all over the place and like just shit everywhere. And their bathroom is a unisex bathroom with only one fucking thing in it, and I'm like,
nice.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, S&P 36 says, yeah, they suck.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be some specialty hospital. They suck. All their dude.
Well, and you have
there's
that
so
everywhere.
Many Chinese
even,
people in there.
Even here, like Kalispell Regional sucks, and Whitefish North Valley or whatever is the nice one. And it, like, I
all
mean, it's
of the
like
people
that.
In there were Asian.
Really?
Uh huh. It was weird.
They have riddle hands than Rasa Disciplin, and they can get in there. They rack a operation.
It was just so funny. There's this girl wheeling, like, this medicine cart thing around. She's, like, talking to the other people. They're like, oh, you do a good job. Yeah, good job. Good job.
Are
good
you
job.
Serious?
I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
yes. Oh, just die. Why didn't you let him die? God, I hate you.
Whoa. I bet it sounds like the kind of place you could have been like, hey, here's a 20. What do you say you maybe don't do everything in your power? Let's say not everything, you know. Wink,
so,
wink, nudge, nudge.
Today, I had to get a meeting. This is why I was late to the show. I had to have a meeting with my uncle's payee, who is also his personal representative, to talk with her about getting reimbursed for the shit on my trip. And, you know, I had all the receipts, I worked everything out, whatever, and she's trying to get it to where I get paid for the hours, too, and whatnot, and we're working that out. But this lady is nice, all right? And she's done nothing but fucking help in this entire situation. And I've dealt with her since she's been Wayne's payee, because she handles everything for Wayne on the money side, all
right?
And... Right. I really appreciate that. And so...
That's like a full-time job in itself.
Yeah.
Huh?
And, you know, she, by default, ended up caring about Wayne because she works for a place that takes care of people's accounts that can't do it themselves. So usually it's people with, like, Down syndrome and shit like that, like completely incompetent people. And when this big, jolly, happy dude, Wayne, walks in the door and she can hold a fucking conversation with him, of course she's going to start caring about him and stuff.
Well, yeah.
So she thinks of him as a good friend and everything, and I'm like, look.
Did you go in there and kind of put him on blast to,
oh, yeah.
to her?
I cleared it up.
The last couple episodes, you've been the master blaster, okay? I just want to officially give you the title of Master Blaster. Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah, kay. Go me. But, so, I'm like, look, you know, because she was offering to go and get Wayne, like, drive over herself and spend her own money to go and do this. And there's no way in hell I'd let that happen because she shouldn't be doing that, okay? That is not her responsibility. She should just be handling his money, and that is it. You know, I... understand you care about him, but I'm telling you, he's playing you. He's playing you like a fucking violin, and he won't stop until he breaks one of your strings, dude. And
that's
I'm not going
to
let that happen to someone that doesn't deserve it and someone that's not a part of his family that already... Because it's different for the family because we know how he is and we expect it.
Right.
But someone outside the family that just genuinely cares about him as a good friend... When he fucks people like that over, it really pisses me off because they didn't deserve that. They didn't know. They didn't have any clue about who he really was. They don't have his background. They only know what he tells them, which is all lies. And so I had this meeting with her today, and I pretty much just told her, I'm like, look, you know, Wayne is not the person you think he is. He's not good-hearted. He's not a nice person. He's not what you think he is. And she's like, you know, I felt like I was being played and, you know, he told me.
She said that?
Yeah. She's like, you know, he told me a few times that, you know, you couldn't show up to do things or whatever. And he asked me to do them. And she's like, you know, Dana's always usually straightforward with me. If she couldn't do something, I'm sure she would have told me, you know, and I have been. I have not lied to her. I've been straightforward with her the entire time. Because there's no reason for me to lie to her about my uncle. No. And she's like, so there's been gaps in his story, you know, along the way. And she's like, I just want to see if these are true or not and whatnot. And you fucking, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm like, all right. And so she's like, she asks about, because my uncle said he was a widower. back when he was in the hospital again, and we had some fucking meeting to get him out of the Brennan house, and they asked his marital status, and he's like, widower. And I'm like, what the fuck? You what? Your wife ain't dead. And he's like, well, yeah. And I just let him go. I was like, whatever, fuck it. And his payee was like, in this meeting, you know, she's like, now, I heard you bark up when he called himself a widower before. And she's like, he said that he was married to some girl or whatever and was driving one day in the summer with his window down and drove by and saw a fucking car smashed into a pole and that was his wife and she died or some crap.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's, fuck, what movie is that? And the dude, she's like stuck against the tree and the guy has a chance to talk to her, but they can't move the car because if they do, she'll die because her guts are... What the
I've seen that, but it's not that. He didn't explain like that. Like, he totally drove by and saw an accident.
Oh, okay. Because that's totally what that reminded me of.
I know what you're talking about, though. It's a good movie. But, you know, and I look at her, I'm like, no. My uncle was only married once, and that was to my cousin Tammy's mother, Sandy. And she's very much still alive and still fucking insane.
Is she a fan of him?
Nah,
no. Also
no,
not?
No.
Not in the friends
no.
list?
And, you know, and I'm like, okay, he had girlfriends in the past. And the picture in his wallet that he shows to everybody is a girlfriend. And that's the one he says that was his wife and died. No, that lady in the picture was someone who just got with him for her benefit. And when once he stopped being a benefit, she dropped him like a fucking bad habit. They were never
Snap.
Married. No,
Snap.
Nothing. And the only like the only people he's ever been with are people that use him for their benefit or prostitutes.
Yeah?
Yeah, he brought a prostitute up here on vacation with us in 1999. That really pissed me off.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Like, really? She's dead now.
The prostitute?
Yeah, she OD'd in a bathroom.
Huh.
That's so she was... I told,
what was her name while we're at it?
I don't remember her okay. name. She was whore. But, you know, I told his payee all that. I'm like, you know, there was one that died, but it wasn't his wife. It was his prostitute girlfriend thing and whatever. And I'm like, that's all I really know of, you know? And then she's like, what about this? She talks about, you know, being in Vietnam and there was this tank and blah, blah, blah. And I stopped her right there. I'm like, nope. No, he was never a veteran. Nope. And she's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm dead serious. And she's like, what about the... He showed me a purple heart. I'm like, that is our dead friend's purple heart. A friend of ours that died
yeah.
was in the military.
I know him,
did
too.
Did some hardcore shit,
yeah.
and he had purple hearts
he
and lots
fucking,
of medals for shit.
He
was
a
real
badass.
For like,
sure.
for real. He was a real person. Not.
I'll just, while we're at it, Vern, you were a badass.
Fucking A he was.
Fucking A, Vern.
But I looked at her and I'm like, you know, that was our friend that died. Wayne takes his stories and uses them like his own. He says that he was a fucking, you know, in the military and stuff and his records were lost. You're a fucking liar. And stop it, you know? Like, she's like, I can't believe he lied about all this stuff. And I'm like, why can't you believe it? Is it not that fucking believable? Because it's fucking believable to
me. Well, yeah,
because
to her, that's all she's known. So you just pretty much came in and, like, blew her mind, I think.
Yeah. You know, he's lied to her constantly, and it's ridiculous. He lied to her for his benefit, basically.
But what,
to make
what,
himself look better or whatever.
But what does that give a shit? Like, who... What does that get him? More gold stars? Like, I mean, you
don't
get a special treatment? Like, what? She's not going to come over there and blow you. Like, what are you...
And I had, I don't know. I had to tell her, I'm like, look, you know, I'm like, this fucker is so unappreciative and just rude and just condescending. It's not even funny. You know, I told her, I'm like, look, he didn't say thank you once for the entire trip to go and get him. I'm like, that pissed me off, number one. Number two, you know, I've been dealing with him for the past 8 years, helping him, and most recently, you know, more so in the last year, I've been really having to do a lot, and not once do I hear a thank you or any kind of appreciative anything, and I've saved his life 3 times, you know, he'd be dead if it wasn't for me, which I regret now. But, you know, I don't know. I just had to tell her, you know, like, he's an abusive asshole, whatever.
Did you feel better after that?
Oh, yeah.
Did she? Like, is she like, I fucking quit?
She's totally thinking about leaving her job.
Well, I'm pretty sure she probably didn't want that out there.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Okay.
But,
just keep it that way.
Yeah. But, fucking, you know, I'm like, dude, this is, this guy. Oh, on the way back with him in the car, I fucking light up a cigarette and he's like, what the fuck is that smell? It's gross. It smells like something fuck on fire. I'm like, it's a fucking cigarette. You got a problem with it? Roll down your fucking window. And he's like, you still smoke those? Jesus Christ, you need to quit or something. And I'm like, what? You know what? I ain't fucking quitting for nobody, especially not you. And I'm not quitting right now. And he's like, you don't need to quit for me. You need to quit for yourself.
What?
I'm like, excuse me?
Wow.
Fuck you. Coming from you? What?
Are you possessed?
And I told his payee this. I'm like, this is the fucking guy that cursed me out, called me every name under the fucking sun, and threw a remote at me because I wouldn't give him a cigarette.
Yeah, I remember that. I think, yeah.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, because when I went over there and you went in the bathroom to change or something, he's like, hey, you got a cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, you're not supposed to be smoking. I know better. Oh, come
fucking
on.
Asshole.
Go down to your car and give me a cigarette.
He's such a fucking asshole, dude. I couldn't believe that shit. And I'm not going to tell this whole story on the show, but this is like the kicker for anybody that cares anything about my uncle, always. I just tell him, I'm like, okay, if everything I just told you about him, you know, just pretty much told you that everything he's told you was a lie and he's really not the person you thought he was, and if you still have somewhat of an inkling of affection for him, I tell you this story, and then they completely disregard it all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it's because...
And why the reservation? What is the line that this is the story you're not going to say, but everything else was okay? Like, what is the line that you're at here?
Let's put it this way. He's a convicted felon. And he was in prison for, I believe, 6 years for it. And if you ask him to this day, he will not tell you why. He will tell you some other bullshit reason and say that it wasn't his fault or whatever, and it was fucked up, and he did the time for no reason. But I know the real reason, and when someone gets too close to him and I feel like they're going to start getting fucking used by him, I have to tell him that story. I have to tell him how fucked up of a person he really is. And it's always a fucking mind shocker. I mean, like, should I tell him why he has congestive heart failure? Because that blows
my
mind.
Not my uncle, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Fucking.
Whatever you're... I'm still kind of curious why you stopped at that one thing, but, like, everything else is...
Well, because that's some like, hardcore
I'm
shit.
I'm just curious what the line is for you that...
Because that's some hardcore shit. I don't know if...
You just don't just want don't people that listen that might see him to know that, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know if... I just don't know if that shit...
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I understand. I was just curious, like, because, I don't know, everything else, and then you're like, and this thing, but I can't say this, and... So
I mean, it's just bad in my mind. Like, that's like one.
Well, was
that's
it
probably
like
the worst thing he's done.
Huh.
I told you before the show what it was.
Yeah, but I'm trying to. Was it a sex crime or was it like a violent drug related incident or like a
violent sex crime?
Okay.
How about that?
Moving on.
But. Okay, remember how I told you my dad had to give him $4,000 to leave the house or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, he used that $4,000 to come up here. And halfway up here, He fucking OD'd on crack cocaine and had a massive heart attack and ended up in the hospital for 2 weeks, I think, somewhere in the middle of the United States. I forget where exactly. But that's when his CHF started up, his congestive heart failure. Because after that, his shit wouldn't work right. So
it wasn't from, like, an accident or genetics. No. Like, he actually did that to himself.
No. And this is why I laid this all out for his pay. I'm like, this is all
and
his fault.
Everyone that fucking listens to this show.
I'm like, look, you have to realize that this is all his fault. You should not have any kind of pity for him whatsoever, because that is ridiculous. He did this to himself. He fucking steals pharmaceuticals from my family and blames it on other people, steals my fucking pills when I have them, fucking does crack cocaine and shit and ODs on it with my father's goddamn money. You know, like, he's a worthless
piece
of shit.
It's a very productive way to...
He's stolen twin 45 fucking pistols and pawned them to go and get drugs, fucking stole money out of my wallet, stole money out of my father's wallet.
Now, drugs are bad, okay?
You know, okay. Just seriously, like, the guy's a complete fuck up. And, you know, I just laid it all out for his payee, and she fucking, after that, she was like, you know, it wouldn't be really hard to put him in a home.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
She's like, in all honesty, I think that's the next step. She's like, he's gonna end up there anyway. Wait,
submit jam hole episode fry aside.
She's like,
and
at
whatever...
least you guys would have a peace of mind that he's safe, he's being taken care of, abusing his drugs.
Can we find him a home that's maybe not, like, the best home? Maybe, like, can we find him... It would be, like, a state-run facility, right? Because those are pretty low rent. It's not going to be no... I said there. It would be a state-run facility, right? It wouldn't be, like, a nice... Oh, okay, so that's, like, low rent as it gets, pretty much. Yeah.
Takes two family members to sign another family member over to the state.
And also helpful to have a payee that's
and it's a lot easier when
so if
the
you
other
hear
family
this?
Member is a fucking medical power of attorney and you have a personal representative and a fucking payee. Really?
So if you hear this, you should really apologize and thank your brother and your niece for picking you up and pretty much doing all of the inconvenient things in life that none of us really like doing, but we have to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm done with it all.
I wish I had somebody. What? How do I get that? Do I just completely stop doing everything and just sit on the couch and never move?
Effed.
Like what? OD on crack?
No, I don't know.
Like that's. I don't feel like doing stuff anymore.
But if she's going to be leaving that place, man, I would love to have her to be the financial fucking coordinator for the LLC, the Jam Hole. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's really good. She's really good with numbers, dude. She has, at her highest, she had like 28 clients underneath her that she fucking ran. So.
Better than my mommy?
Yeah, dude. She's really good.
I don't think so.
And
I don't think it. Did you see our taxes this year? I don't think so.
You
we
don't
got
even
plane
know.
Hey, we got plane tickets.
You don't even know.
Going to Chicago. Going to Milwaukee.
That's great. I'm just saying, she's really good and
okay.
Whatever.
Well,
but
if she can get me more, then sure.
Well, anyway.
Then we'd have to pay her. We want to pay her. She could just sponsor the show.
I don't know. It's pretty cool, though, that I was able to sway her to you know, be like, okay, you know what, I trust
you. Well,
you
didn't, though. You didn't, like, sway her. You just told her the truth about him and was like, so now what do you think?
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were trying to get her to feel one way or the other. Like, it doesn't matter to you any.
Yeah. So. You know, I don't know. Just because, you know, we had to have the meeting so I could give her all my receipts and everything and, you know, effectively terminate my...
So it's official. You don't work for him anymore. You're done.
Right.
That's it.
I had to terminate that and whatnot. And she said, you know, you should probably release your medical power of attorney. And I said, I'm going to hold on to it until I figure out if I'm going to put him in a home or not.
Yeah, it'd probably be helpful to have.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, that's a good idea. And so I just think it's really funny that, you know, this person that cared so much about him that she was willing to drive across two state lines to fucking go and get him right. is now, you know, after she figured out the truth, now she's like, you know, fuck him. And it's great. It's
and
so
why
nice.
Why didn't you let her go get him?
Because that's fucked up.
Is that why? Like, yeah, just because it's your family, you felt like it was your responsibility?
Yeah.
It's kind of her job, though, isn't it? Or is that not, that's way out of the bounds
way out of boundaries, dude.
And she was just willing to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, that was really nice of you to, you know, do it.
Well, dude, no, that's, I didn't want to let her go because I did not want him to fucking use hurt like that.
Could you imagine the whole way there, him just complaining about horrible service at the hospital, her being completely sympathetic to his needs?
I know, dude. It was, yeah. Fucking, I'm not gonna let that happen, though. You know, like I said, family members, we know what to expect, but people outside of the family, they don't know. They only know what he tells them. And so he would just use and abuse her, and I was not about to let another person be affected by this shithead of a person, this waste of space of a human being. Like, I just want, and she's a good person. I'm not gonna fucking let that happen. That's fucked up.
Well, it's right nice of you.
And
you're a good person. I'm sad that it's happened to you for this long.
Well,
it
I'm
sucks
done
that
with
people
it.
Are like that. But hey, people are like that.
So hey, cousin of mine, I was not fucking lying when I said I will stop taking care of your father and let him die. I don't care anymore. Sorry.
Well, you can only do so much. And honestly, like, if I was doing something over and over again and the end result was not improving, it was actually going the other way and getting worse, I would be so frustrated. I'd be like, I'm done. You're not trying. Why should anyone else? It's your life, and if you're not going to be the one to try, why should anyone else even think about giving a shit about you?
I mean, like, the fucker just uses and abuses anyone that comes his way. It's just so fucking aggravating. It's not even funny, dude. Like, I get back from, like, I'll do the dishes, and then the next day I come back over, and every dish in the goddamn house is dirty, and there's food that he cooked the day before just laying out everywhere that he hasn't cleaned up or put away or even attempted to put in the sink and soap.
Hey, he's a disabled bachelor.
And then he looks at me and he's like, oh, I just didn't have enough energy to start putting that stuff away. You know, I got so tired. I started to try to, and I had to sit down. And like, so you had all the fucking energy to get up and cook all the goddamn shit in the house and use every damn dish.
Do you see, like, when you eat food, you eat the food because you get energy from it. Like, that's how your body...
No, he goes into a food coma because he eats so goddamn much. Like, I walk in and, like, all the fucking dishes and, like, you know, pots and pans and stuff are dirty, laid out on the stove area and full of, like, cooked on food and shit and forks and whatever. All that shit's out there, right? Not put away, not started to be cleaned up, no nothing. And I look over and there he is sitting in his fucking recliner, breathing like this, and has fucking dirty bowls and dishes and cups and forks and plates and shit all around his chair with fucking dirty napkins crumpled up all over the place, stuck between the seats, between him and his fucking seat and shit. You lazy sack of shit. I fucking hate you. Like, all seriously?
Right. Well,
fuck you.
Do you feel better?
I ate so goddamn much I can't do anything because I'm fat. Sorry. I'm fat. Feel bad for me. I'm fat and I did a lot of drugs and I can't do anything anymore. I'm fat. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I need someone to take care of me for the rest of my life because I don't know how to live without my fucking parents. Oh, and they died when I was 40-something.
Should have did a better job raising the one kid you managed to have with somebody and that, you know.
You know what the crappy thing is? Is that his parents, my granny and grandpa, my grandmother was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And it stretched from temple to temple, stretched across her forehead, and went all the way to the middle of the top of her skull. And it wasn't cancerous, but it was rooted in so far that it was inoperable. And they gave her less than a year to live. And she got progressively worse, like, immediately. She only lived for 6 months. But fucking Wayne didn't fucking help the entire time his mother was going downhill. Like, it was bad, like really bad. I had to bathe my grandmother and dress my grandmother. And me and my mom, my dad, would all help fucking feed my grandmother and get her up and do things, you know, and help.
And that's his mom?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. His mom, and he's not fucking helping. And I'm 12 years old. I'm 12.
That's gross.
Are you serious? That was fucked up. And then, you know, what she dies, and then his fucking father goes into crazy shit where he can't do anything anymore. He basically just gave up after his wife died, and he didn't fucking help take care of his dad whatsoever. So you know what? Why the fuck should I take the time out of my life to take care of you? You didn't fucking give a shit enough about your own goddamn parents to help them? Or give a shit enough to fucking maybe help rebuild the goddamn house so it could be sold to move? No, you had to be fucking given money to get out of the fucking house just so we could rebuild it.
Is that karma? Like, that he didn't take care of his mom and now his daughter's not taking care of him?
Maybe. I don't know.
But he was lucky enough to have you there for so long, so...
Yeah, I'm done. I don't want to fucking see his face ever again. I'm done.
So is that it? End of the story? You're done with him. That's it.
The next time I want to see him is in a casket.
All right. There you go.
So.
Well, let's hope that happens, right?
High fives. Actually,
right.
I might want to see him when he goes to the nursing home because that will be quite amusing. Kicking and screaming and freaking out the whole way.
We'll make a video.
And you know what? You
look
can
forward
complain
to
all
it.
You want, but yeah.
It'll be a documentary. It'll be something that people search on YouTube.
So how do you feel that I just put you in a nursing home?
When they're like, how do I deal? Instead of like, I'm having this surgery, it'll be like, how do I deal with my shithead family? Oh, here's a video. Oh, look, it's by the same people from the fucking surgery video. Cool. These guys make good stuff. Oh, what is this?
Yay.
Goodness.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Sorry
well,
for the rant.
High fives around. I hope that was. I'm glad that's recorded.
Yeah, me too.
Feel good about this episode? Is that an episode of the Jam Hole?
Yeah.
Hold on. There wouldn't be an episode of the Jam Hole, as Berger noted. This isn't just a dead baby story. This isn't your normal everyday garden variety dead baby story.
Oh, yeah?
This is so awesome. Burleson. Do we know where Burleson is? Someone?
No.
Okay. Burleson. A woman was severely injured, and the baby she was holding was killed.
Okay.
When they were struck by a minivan.
Yes.
That the woman's 4-year-old son had started.
Nice.
Put in gear, and then just...
Plowed through mommy.
Plowed through mommy.
And brother or sister, whatever it was.
Right. The woman and her children lived in the park. I'm going to guess trailer park? Do you just say, is it just called the park now? We live in the park. It's cool. The 4-year-old was in the driver's seat of the 05 Chrysler Town & Country minivan. Rated car and driver's best in that class. Is that what they say? Yeah, and the 5-year-old was there, so. The mother heard the vehicle start and ran. What?
The dead prostitute's name was Holly. I remember now.
High five.
Just high fives. Yeah,
nice.
Holly. Yeah.
Okay.
You skink.
She's dead?
Yep.
Okay.
OD'd.
Maybe she's up in heaven sucking Nate Dogg's dick.
No, I don't know. Do you? I wonder if you OD and you die, if you just stay in a high consciousness.
Into the void.
Right? Like you're just high and you don't think it ever stops. Like, I wonder if you even know you OD, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure at that point it's lights out.
It's just good. Like,
I don't know if it's not good, it's not bad, it's not anything, but it's everything all at once. It's the singularity is what it is. Anyway, so she heard the vehicle start, ran toward the vehicle with baby in arms. Mistake one, she has set the baby down before you go head-to-head with an 05 Chrysler Town Country, right?
Right.
Set the baby down, then go tackle it. The van knocked them down and rolled over them, the witness said. The baby, identified as Chase Bates, born September 4th, pronounced dead at the scene, according to the medical examiner. The mother, who had not been identified late Friday, was flown to Fort Worth Hospital by helicopter.
Helicopter?
on Friday evening.
Good job.
The neighbors tried to
help. Good job.
And
good
that
job.
Was that.
Oh, so. I forgot the one cool thing about that trip.
Oh, please. Was there a cool thing?
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Please.
We stopped at a gas station.
Nice.
And my uncle has his EBT card, which is a food stamp card.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And
no.
So most gas stations take them for food or whatever. You can use them just like a goddamn debit card or
right,
credit card. It's fine.
Right.
And this gas station is ran by a bunch of Mexicans.
Okay.
There's even like a little Mexican store in there to make like, dude, my dad ordered the spicy chicken sandwich or some shit. I'm like, Dad, don't order spicy. And he's
Oh,
I want spicy barbecue chicken sandwich. I'm like, whatever. He fucking gets it. Takes like four bites. He's like, oh my God.
On fire. Yeah, Mexican spicy and white spicy is totally different.
Right. Whatever.
Burger says I love my EBT card.
Fuck yeah.
Holla.
But, you know, I want to fucking get some of my shit paid for. You know, I'm grabbing food and whatever. Fucking, you know, I want to use this EBT card. And I ask him, I'm like, hey, you know, do you guys take EBT cards? He's like, what's an EBT card? What is that? And I'm like, are you fucking serious?
It's something you get when you're poor and a member of America, a citizen.
I was like, are you fucking serious? And I'm like, it's like a debit card, but it's food stamps. They let you use it in the entire country. Are you kidding me? And he's like, I never heard of it before. I don't know what that is, and blah, blah, blah. And, like, I show him the card. I'm like, it looks just like a fucking debit card.
If it wasn't for our outrageously high illegal immigration rate, I would say that is a completely ironic joke. But the fact that there's so many people that aren't even citizens,
it was really funny, though. He was like, they give that to you, and they let you use that through all the states?
You know what you just did?
What?
You just put two more people straining that area's welfare system. High five.
Probably.
Look at you going.
It was just funny. I'm like,
spreading the good word of the white American government's welfare system to the dark crevice of the ghettos.
It
far
was
and
just
wide.
Weird. It was this
my
fat
girl.
Slop of shit Mexican who didn't know what food stamps were. Are you serious?
What?
Do you know what welfare is?
Like, he does now.
Real?
He does know.
He went home and Googled that EBT.
Fucking A.
Damn.
You're going to sign up for that shit online, yo. I'm going to sign up my whole family.
Oh, God. That was just awesome to me. It was great.
You just got 85 more people on welfare. Good job. We need a welfare counter. Hey.
What?
I was just imagining that bottle was this thing right here in my pants.
Shut up.
I saw that. All right, last story for the night before we wrap this up, just because this is awesome. San Francisco, okay? Teenagers, they thought they heard a ghost in their home, right? Ghost? Beetlejuice, maybe?
The
instead,
ghost with the most.
They went and investigated. You know what they instead found?
What?
A man masturbating in their house. Both kind of scary, sure. Both probably going to slime you. Sure. Ectoplasm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They went to the bedroom and then on the third floor of the home, and the boy that was with them noticed that the door to the room was closed, although he remembered leaving it open. Someone's been sleeping in my room and they're still there. Oh no. The teens opened the door and found the man standing naked inside the room and masturbating. He looked at them and groaned, causing them to flee. What does that look like? Like, you rush it on me, and I'm jerking off. Hey.
Oh.
Like, what is that? He groaned,
know.
And they fucking ran away. Yeah. Fucking, officers responded, found the man identified as 28-year-old Tyrell Brown. Not making that up. He was in the closet.
My name is Tyrell Brown.
Brown was arrested
on... These clothes look real comfortable, so I just...
on suspicion
just
of lewd conduct, burglary, and possession of marijuana. It was that fucking reefer... Made him jerk off in front of these little kids. The safe commie mommies were right. Marijuana is hurting their kids. Oh, no. Oh, Lord. If only it would just save people's lives. All right. Are we done? Is that a show?
Yeah, I believe.
Put everyone you're related to on blast and dead baby story and good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't have any more family members I completely hate. So.
Was that it? Just kind of cleaning house. You know how you go on a Facebook unfriending spree when you're sick of seeing dumb shit people post all the time, so you unfriend them?
Well, I have one other disowned family member, but we don't talk about him.
You just did that. You went on a Facebook, on a IRL unfriending spree.
Yes.
It's good.
So it's we're going to X off the uncle and the cousin. Okay. Done.
Well, I'm proud of you.
I am.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm proud.
And hey, good to have you back.
I'm back.
All right.
Woot.
Well, thank you for joining us, as usual, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We do this. We don't usually do it like this, but sometimes when the events call for our attention, we will direct that attention, and that's what you get. So, email info@thejaml.com. Make sure you're on the forums, thejaml.com/forums. Check out the meetups, and we're going to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, and to Chicago. So, if you're in that area, it's going to be fun. July 21st through the 25th. Live show is going to be on that Saturday. And then August 13th, right here, third annual, we're going to have a party. It's going to be fun. So facebook.com/thejamholepodcast, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message, or you can text me if you want, 406-848-1739. So thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys on Friday. Peace out.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.